Let us just go over quickly the Gemara we had learned yesterday in order to understand the Tosfos better. Tana Rabbanan Ameitzi Shemra Leike V'Neisen Meyasela Rabbi Yehuda Ima Lilkais Leike Mikol Mokeim Meyasela Bol Neisen Le Bol Eine Neisen. So the Gemara says Kamiflagi Beplukti De Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakev V'Rabbanan. The Machleikis the Tanakame and Rabbi Yehuda is the same Machleikis Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakev and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakev holds the whole Chiyuv of Meitzi Shemra is Dafke if it was Boal. But if it was Loi Boal, the whole Parsha of Meitzi Shemra does not apply. And the Rabbanan hold Bein Boal, Bein Loi Boal. V'hochi koma. HaMeitzi Shemra Loike V'noisein Meyasela. That's the Tanakame. Bein Boal, Bein Shaloi Boal, Ke Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Lilkeis Loike Mikol Mokim. Malkis, you always get Bein Boal, Bein Loi Boal. Meyasela Boal, Noisen Loi Boal, Eini Noisen. Kabbalazar Ben Yaakov. And Rashi had explained that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're like an Alav Shein by Maise. So therefore, Malkis, you get, even though it is not the Parsha of Meitzi Shemra. The Parsha of Meitzi Shemra, Abelazar Ben Yaakov says, only applies when it is Boal. And that's why you only pay Meya Kesef when it is Boal. But Malkis, Lilkais Leike Mikol Mokim, but Malkis you'll always get, even it was Loi Boal, out the love of Leiselech Rochel Ba'amecha. Iked Amri Kula Krabelez Ben Yaakov, Vahochi Koma, HaMaitzi Shemra Loike V'Noisin Meyasela V'Hu Shebol. The Tanakama also holds like Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov. And therefore the Tanakama says, you only like and pay Meyasela if it was Boal. Rabbi Yudayma Lilkes Loike Mikol Mokim. Besover Rabbi Yehuda Lilkeis Loike Mikol Mokim, Basanya Rabbi Yehuda Imer Boal Loike Leiboal Einai Loike. We have another member of Rabbi Yehuda that Leiboal Einai Loike, and here he says Lilkeis Loike Mikol Mokim. Mikol Mokim. Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Loike Makis Mardus Midarabonim. Rabbi Yehuda said, Vilkes Leike Mikol Mokim, it's only Midarabonin Yoleike Altsmakes Mardis, and Rapopa Omar, my Boal Leike Diktone Hosam Moment. That Rapopa says that what Rabbi Yehuda had said, Boal Leike Leiboal Eine Leike, is not speaking about Malkis. And Rashi explains, Malkis, of you the whole Yoleike Altsleiselech Rochel Bamecho. And Yoleike, that has nothing to do with the Parsha of Meitzi Shemra. Safilu Leibol, you're also Leike. Now Dawri says, Leibol, ain't a Leike b'momin. The Korele l'momin Malkis. Fine. Now let us see Taisvis. Hameitzi Shemra Leike. V'noisin meyasela garsinen v'sulai. That means in the Tanakame, it does not explain if it's Boal or Loi Boal. It just said it's loike v'noisin meyasela. V'loi garsinen bein Boal bein Loi Boal. We're not goyres bein Boal bein Loi Boal. The ikadami muki lava husha Boal. So, therefore, in the Barais it says tam. But it's mishalem meya kesef, and then we have two akimtes for the speaking about bein boal leibol or davke v'hu shebol. Rab Yehuda ima lilkais loike mikol mokim. Perish hakonteris. Sarashi learns pshat According to Rabbi Yehuda, why are you like it? Mishim leiselech rochel. Afal gav dahavi lav she'ein by maise. Like in olav, you get malchus, even though it's a lav she'ein by maise. Ve'ein nire l'rabbeinu tam. For a few reasons. Reason number one. The lekamon boy hashas azore lemaitzi shemra minolon. What is the hazore of Maitzi Shemra? Umasik b'lei seilech rochel. Mashme d'lei mahani elo le'azhore avoloi le'milki. Now let me explain what Tosfos is saying. We have a klal that ein oinshim elim kein mashirim. The Torah does not give an einish aguf unless there's a previous azore. Now, for example, there's mechalaleo meishumos. If a person is mechalal Shabbos, so he's chayiv misa, he's chayiv skila. What is the azore? Leisasa kol meloche. Now, so if a person is mechalal Shabbos, he's chayiv skila, the azore is leisasa kol meloche. If a person eats nevela, he gets malchus. The lav is leiseichel nevela. Now, there's a tremendous chilik between leiseichel nevela and leisase kol meloche. Leiseichel nevela, pshat is, the lav is leiseichel nevela, and for being over the lav, you get malchus. That is the einish on the lav. The pshat is the einish of skill is not because you were over the lav. Being over a lav, you get malchus. That's the einish of a lav is malchus. Pshat is the Torah said an chilu Shabbos teskila for the etzim pu'ula of chilu Shabbos teskila. And mechaleleho meishumos. There's another klal ein einshim on kei mazirim. We have to tell him he's not permitted to do it. So, the azor is leisase kol melochim. But the einish is not for being over the lav. The einish is because the Torah says, chilu Shabbos is chayiv misim. No, this is a azor and the einish. That's how Tosfos understood. So, memele, so Tosfos says, if the Gemara says, leid azor lemaitzi shemra minayin, so we see that is a parsha of Maitzi Shemra. The Torah said Maitzi Shemra, there's Knas, there's Malkis, and it's Mechudish Dik. Tavkat Maitzi Shemra is a Chiddish, it's saying by Maisa, but like, you know, there's a Chiddish of parsh, in Parshas Maitzi Shemra. Azor in the Maitzi Shemra minayim, where do we find the Azor for this Einish Aguf? The Azor is but not pshat is that you get malchus for being over the lav. You get malchus for Maitzi Shemra. The parsha Maitzi Shemra is mechay malchus. This is azore for the parsha. Therefore, Tosfos is chilek on Rashi. It's azore for Maitzi Shemra. Let me elaborate a little more. The Tosfos Harosh asks Akasha, the Gemara says that there are three lavin that even though it's aimed by mice, you like it. The Nishba, Meimer, Umekalel. So these are three lavin shein by mice. And you like it. So the Gemara mentions these are three laven that even though it's ain by mice, you like it and the lav shein by mice. So the Tosfos Harosh asks, why doesn't it say another one? Maitzi Shemra. There's another lav that's ain by mice and you get malchus. So the Tosfos Harosh answers, over there by Nishba Meimer Mekalo, Hamalkis shall call echod comes mikoyach halav. Why do you get malkis? Because you're over the lav of shvur sheker, you're over the lav of makalol, of meimer. So the malkis is because of the lav. Aval hoche eina malkis bo mi koyach alav, ela malkis mefurish by behedya. It says, be yisruoi so, you see, by Moshashem we get malkis, so the malkis is not because of the lav. So you can't put this together with nishba meimer and mekalel. So we see from the Taisus HaRosh, there's two inyonim, afilu by malkis gufe. It could be sometimes you're getting malkis for being over the lav, and sometimes you're getting malkis, because the Torah said this parsh is machaya malkis, and this is a hazore. That is pshat in Taisus Viskasha and Rashi. That this is a hazore lemoitzi shemra, but not that this is the reason for the malkis. But question number two. Kol Adam shemecharef ishtoi miznus lilki miloiseilech rochel. Lemitz loiseilech rochel ba'mechom. So why davke is there malkis davke by, and Aramuroso, and then it was Meitzishemran her. A person will tell his wife, she's a bula and everything, I saw you a mezana with someone, and so he's able to say, lochel ba'mecho. Kol odom shemecharef ishtei miznus lukim eleisei lechochel. And this kasha, the Magen Shloimeh wants to emphasize that as follows. He wants to say that the Gemara says later, B'samla Alilas Dvorim, that the boiler Balilois, that means the parsha of Moitzi Shemra is speaking about a person that's shrewd and wants to in Cheshben's eyes an alila that they shouldn't chap him. That means, for example, he has a suder that he was machlev and the suder is no dam, so shagle mitzosi lebit chapsulim, or he went and hired Edim to say that she was mezane be'erusin. The whole thing was done with an alila, a planned oifen, how to make a bilbul on her that he shouldn't, and they shouldn't catch him. That means this was done shrewdly to accuse his wife that, that's the Moitzi Shemra. He says, for this anhoge, that's similar to a rochel. A rochel is a roigel, a person who's spying, who does something. This is the love of Leiseilech Rochel is by this anhoge. That means this was done in a shrewd oifen. And that's Leiseilech Rochel Bamecha. This love applies to the anhoge of a Meitzi Shemra. He was Boyla and now didn't find Bam. And this is, but Tamazoy, a person is Macharef, his wife, and said she was Mizana. I saw yes, he was Mizana. That's not Leiseilech Rochel. It doesn't demand a hiluch of rechilus in order to say what he said. This was already, this is a shrewd plan, and that's why the Loshnam says Rochel only applies to this. That's what he wants to emphasize. Vaydik shari, di loike meleiseilech Rochel, Rabbi Yehuda amai tzorech v'yisro. That means the Gemara darshens from the pasuk v'yisro. V'yisro means he give them an einish malkis. Why do you need v'yisro? Umiyu l'rashba nire dohol laf pirchihi. Di lavksi v'yisro lehava mekmina leiseilech rochel v'hazore demaitzi shemra. I wouldn't have thought of it. I wouldn't have said leiseilech rochel is going on such a case. Aval hashtu shamina delokmi v'yisru, nasricha limtzei azore makmina lazore le'onisham kein hizer. So there has to be an azore, some asamad azore leiseilech rochel. Now I know that this is pshat leiseilech rochel. But on my own accord, without a gilui that is malkis by Meitzi Shemra, I wouldn't have put two and two together. V'nira l'rabbeinu tam, the loike hainu makis mardis, lekul alme. That this Rabbi Yehuda does not hold according to anyone, that there's a malchus the erais by a meitzi shemra. It's a love shem be maishin aleikin olam. Like I namakis malus l'kolam. V'hod the kamar apope my loike momin. Layoselif lugi ahod the meforish the loike I namakis malus. Rapope is not being chaylik. And Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. El deine nirolei lahamidahi de boal loike. V'loi boal einei loike be malkis mamish. The ein loy lishanois ein loyke hoyle midrabon on mi eloki. That means he's also moide that the malchus of Rabbi Yehuda that says lilkais loyke mikol mokim means makis maldus. That's no shaila about it. But that what he says loybol ein loyke, he didn't want to say that this is going on malchus the araisa. Because ain't a loike seems ain't a loike. And if he's speaking about malchus, so he's fault loike. What's that ain't a loike? He is loike. So that's why he said loike means b'momit. Boy, the nearly she near Hatana, Lishnais may a slime the sea behead you become. The Yeshane, Malkus ain't a mefurish, but all had him as nice and the law like Tony Malkus Greda Bahadi may a seller. And secondly, why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda speak about may a seller? That means one choice and may a kesef says mefurish become. The Yisro is a psalimud, Yisro me Yisro, and so he speaks about, so why does he speak about a halacha which we derive from a limud? He doesn't speak about halacha that's mefurish pekro. So that's what Rapopa said, that leibol eni loike means eni loike b'momi. Yeah, va'af al gav del Rabbi Yehuda, Ba'alme lav shein by maise loiken olof. So he asks, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why is Rashi wrong al pi cheshben? Rabbi Yehuda holds lav shein by maise is always loiken olof. Lochi le loki b'le bol. Hoch yeshani de goli kro de le loki al davkik shebol. He says, the posuk seems to say like this. It says, v'yisru oisoi. And the Pasuk is saying, and we'll see later, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds the Pasuk is speaking about when it was Baal. So we see from this that the Ve'yisro Isa is dafke by Baal. So we see that you're not like on the love of Leisei Lechoch. Vim taima l'Rabbi Yehuda da'oma loikin alav she'in by Maise. According to Rabbi Yehuda that you loik alav she'in by Maise, Amai itzrich vohoyo im bin hakois haroshe to tell us that Edom Zoymimim are loike by Ben Grushe. The Pei Kamas Hanhedrin of Amakis Porich, the Gemara Svetepik Leimi Loisane. Why do you need vohoyo im bin hakois haroshe? Let's learn out from Loisane that is Malkis. And Mishani Dabalei Lav Shein by Maise. So that's when Ibrahim bin HaKais HaRosh. So Tosfos says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that Lav She'ein by Maise is like in our love, so why need Ibrahim bin HaKais? We're back to the Gemara's Kasha, typically Mishum Leisana. V'yesh Leima, the Rabbi Yehuda, Iker L'Shnuyei, Mishum Davi Lav She'nitin L'Azoras Mises Bezden. The Leisane is also an Azore for Mises Bezden. That means by every Edom Zoymimim, they said that Yenes Chayiv Mises, so you give them Mises. What is the Azore? Leisane. So this Lav was written, L'tzoyrech Azores Mises Bezden. So Lav Shanitin L'Azores Mises Bezden, you don't get Malkus. V'oy, d'hod d'loikin alav shein by Maisim Yehoche, who d'kaim l'Rabbi Yehuda be'kama the Malkus. Kedi omrinen ho, some Rabbi Yehuda goma mi meitzi shemra ve'edim zeimim. So Tosfos says, b'chlal there's no kashe, why does Rabbi Yehuda need v'hoyim bin ha'kois ha'roshim? Because the Gemara says in Malkus, the whole Mekir of Rabbi Yehuda, that you like it by Lav Shem B'maisa, you learn out from Edom Zaymimim and Moitzi Shemra. So Rabbi Kiveg in the beginning, Shleime asked, the way Tosfos ended, so Tosfos asked before, why didn't he do the Yisroi Oisai according to Rabbi Yehuda? Lav Shem B'maisa Loiken Olav. So Tosfos just said, now the Mekir of Rabbi Yehuda is Moitzi Shemra and Edom Zaymimim. Moitzi Shemra means the Yisroi Oisai. Just like Tosfos said, you need Voyim B'nakos because the Mekir of Rabbi Yehuda is from Vahoyim Binakos, he did Vyisru also. He makes a matzad from Vyisru and Vahoyim Binakos. So this kasha they ask on Tosfos. Let us jump down to the Gemara that we learned yesterday. The Sanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer. This is the first line where the lines get wide. That by Moitzi Shemra, he's not chayiv till he'll hire the Edom to come. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, where did Rabbi Yehuda see you have to hire the Edom? Omer Rabbi Bo, Osye, Sima, Sima. He learned to Agzere Shove, or was he Agili Milse, Sima, Sima. Ksiv Hocha, Vesom Lo, Alila Istaborim. Sivosom loisesimun olov neshech. By Ribis it says also loshen sima. Ma loholon moment, just like over there, the neshech, the Ribis is money. Afkan visom lo alilis dvorim, he made a bilbul on her. It's also moment, through money he hired false aidim. Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak v'chentoni Rav Yosef Tzidoni by Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi Osye Sima Sima. The same thing. Boy Rabbi Yirmiye Sochon Bekarke Mahu, what will the halacha be if he hired the Edom to be Moitzi Shemra on her with Karke? The payment was Karke. A poches mishova pluta mahu. What if he hired them with a poches mishova pluta? Shneim bepluta mahu. What is if he gave one pluta to both edim? What is the din? Now, on this shaila, let us just see Rashi. Sochon bekarke Rabbi Yehuda mahu. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that says you have to hire the edim. So what is the din if the money he hired them with was karke? Kiven de miribis goma, since he learns out from leisesimon olav neshech, is kesef oy oichel beinon, have a metaltalem, kedechsiv lenyeribis, leisesimon olav neshech oichel, neshech kesef, neshech kodoba sheyishach, zekla prateklal, Al kaponim, by neshech, by ribis, there's certain halachas, what the neshech should be. Should be dover ametaltel, v'gufay moment. So memele, if I learn out, sime, sime, so he has to hire the edim with this type of moment. Oiduma le momenu de goma gzereshove. The limud is not that it has to be the same materials, that one is oivalei sesimun, one has to hire the edim to be meitzi shemrana. We just learn out that just like that, speaking about money, you're paying ribis is with money, sima of neshech, neshech kesef, neshech oichel. So here it's also speaking about that the edim, the sum la'alilas dvorim was with money. But you don't need it to be exactly the same type of money. Safalitz karke, pachas v'shava pluta, will also be good. That's the shaila of the Gemara. Now let us see Tosfos. Osye sima sima nire, the lav gzeirishove gmurihi, midaboi besomoch, sochon bekarke, oi bepachas v'shava pluta maru. So what's the shaila? If it's a gzeira shava means that it has to be accurate, just like over there, like Sisimen Olov Neshech is Tafke Dovah Metalto. So here also there has to be a Dovah Metalto. So what's the shaila of the Gemara? So Taisis doesn't feel right, but the Taisa Rosh is it's a gili milse ba'alme. It's not a gzeira shava, it's a gili milse. There it says the Lashon Sima, and here it says the Lashon Sima. By a gili milse, we don't have to have that they should be a similar legamri. That's what Taisva says. Now, afal gav. Now, so let's see again the Lashon Taisva. Nira delav zera shava gemuri, midaboy besomach sochem bekarke, bepochas b'shava pruta mau, afal gav den ribis bekarke. And still the Gemara is a shayla. Hele davke dumye de kesef oichel, vloy bepochas b'shava pruta, midama bereishe zera neshech, the Gemara says, lomli de kosav achmona lav begezel, Lav ribis, lav boino, vim yesh ribis bepoches mishava prute. If there would be ribis by poches mishava prute, it's like lav ribis, lepoches mishava prute. So what's the kasha? Why need a posik by gezel and by ribis? Need a posik for lepoches mishava prute. Vanach nami lo yafin minei, demala ribis ken yeshna bepoches mishava prute. So Taisva brought an a gemone zeneshech, that in hilchis ribis, Ribis of a poches meshaver prute is not ribis. Ribis of karke is not ribis. But here the Gemara's klein geshaila, since it's not a true gzeir shav, it's a gili milsa, does it have to be accurately similar to neshech, this leisa simonol of neshech, or not? Period. V'ho da'oma be'erchen. So now, what do we have over here? We have an argument that karke, there's no issa ribis by karke. So Taisus has a shrekleche problem. V'hoda oma be'erchim, gabi botei orichayme, ribisu ela shahatoire hitirosai. Now let us elaborate for 1 minute what the Gemara in Erchin is saying. The aloche of Botei Orichayme is, let's say, Reuven possessed a house in an ir that's Mukav Chayme. And he sells it to Shimon. So the din is that Reuven has the right the whole year, if he gives back the money, he gets back the house. He can be paid to the house. Now, let's try to understand this. That means as follows. That means Reuven purchased a house, Reish Chodesh Nissen, from Shimon. Now, he's living there for 5 months. 5 months later, Shimon goes and gives him the amount of money he paid for it, and Reuven has to move out of the house. Now, we have to understand this, a very modern zach. If you buy something, so, it's bought. What do you want? It's bought. What right do you have to give? If you'll give me back the money, I have to give you back the karka. What is pshat in this? So we have to look a little deeper. That really, be'emison, if there is such a halacha, he can force me to give back the bias. If he gives me back the money, so in reality, this was a halva. That means, he lent me the money. Because when I'm living in the house, I can live in the house. He gives me back the money. So now I give him back the house. Now, if it's a halva, so now we understand very good, you have to give back the house. It was a halva, but there was a condition that Kozman, you don't pay back the money, I can live in the house. No, that spells ribis in capital letters. That means you're lending money. You're going to get back the money, plus you live 5 months in a house without paying rent. So that's ribis. That's ribis. That means you lent $100,000, you're getting back your $100,000, plus you lived 5 months without paying rent. So the Gemara says, 100% true. Bati achayme ribisu, it is ribis, elo shahat teire iti rosoi. The teire was matter this ribis. Fine. Now, Tosfos has a big problem. Now, what is the ribis? The ribis is that he lived in a house 5 months without paying rent. Now, living in a house, l'chayrev, this is ribis karke. That means I used the karke for 5 months. And so I got shimush of a karke, use of a karke, plus the money I lent you. Now, we just said that by karke there's no ribis. That's what we just said before. There's no ribis by karke. So what's pshat in the Gemara in Erchin? The Gemara says in Erchin, ribisu vat teire tirosoi. So Taisvis answers, osem choshev ribis, visha oimed bebayis bischar hamtonas moesov. There it's called ribis, because he's staying in the house for the money that he gave. I will come back 1 minute to what Taisus is saying. Avol, im odom love sode, she im shot for nohor, yifra loy sode vachatzi. But if I lend someone a field, and I tell him that if the field will become flooded, that means that you're not going to give me back my field. This field became flooded. You have to give me back 1.5 fields. Oy esa gefanim tunes pagin oy boiso, or I'll lend you 10 gefanim, 10 vines, which the peiris which are on them are pagin oy boiso. And you should give me back 11 vines, B'yud Aleph, the kule alme kekalke domi lishvue ulechol dovo, shemek yagavna lehave ribis bekalke. Now, Tosfos is very, very unclear. And I'd first like to say a few hagdomas to understand Tosfos. The Pasha Pshat in our Tosfos is, without understanding the Lomdus in Tosfos, I think this is Mavur and Tosfos and Baba Metzia. Tosfos says as follows. Tosfos had a problem. Let's go back to the original problem. Tosfos had a problem that we have a Gemara that by Karka there's no ribis. That's why Gemara calls a Shaila. If Sochem be Karka, maybe there won't be a din of Meitzi Shemra, because it has to be similar to Leisesin and Olav Neshech, and there you need Metaltlim. So by Karka there's no ribis. So Tosfos had a big problem. The Gemara in Erchim says, Botei Ori Chayme, ribis uva teire tirose. There the Gemara calls it ribis. So Tosfos answers on this kasha, there it's choshev ribis, lefi sho'imet bebayis beschar hamtonos moisov. So Tosfos is saying, there's halvoas kesef veribis karke. Halvoas kesef veribis karke, that's ribis. That's what we said. That ein ribis bekarke is if I have alvoas karke ve ribis karke. And then Tosfos gives a marshal. If I lend you a karke, and I say, how'd you lend the karke? Karke always comes back ben. So that's not called halvoa, that's called shaila. No, if I'll give you a karke and I say, if this karke will get used up, will get flooded, will be destroyed, you have to give me back a karke and a half. So this is the case of ein ribis bekalke. That means if the halvo was kalke and the ribis was kalke, then we have a klal of the ein ribis bekalke. The case of Bote Orichoyme, there the halvo is Kesef. Schach Antonis Moisav, he gave him money. He's giving back money. No, he ended up with money plus karka. Oh, that's ribis. So number one, we have to understand what the lumdis is. What is the lumdis in this halacha? The learning the halacha dryly, it would seem that that the miyut is that you have to have we're not only speaking about the ribis that's being paid, it includes the halva also for some reason. Rabbi Kevege asks a question, Baba Metzia. He says, we'll go with the same guidelines that Taisva said, that the miut of karke is halvos karke, veribis karke. So he says, we have another miut, pochus mishava pruta. So how's it over there? So it also should be the same. If he lent him a pochus mishava pruta, he should give back, he lent him a half a pruta, he should give back three quarters of a pruta. Oh, there it should be, ein ribis for pochus mishava pruta. But if he lent him a pruta to give back a pruta and a half, there it should be yosa. And he brings the raya from Tosfos, it's not like that. That there, by pochus mishava pruta, it doesn't matter. You lend a pochus mishava pruta, you lend a pruta. So then Rabbi Kevege got stuck, where do we split the hair? By karka we say the alvo also has to be pochus mishava, by karka we say the alvo also has to be karka. And by pochus mishava pruta, it doesn't matter what the alvo is. There's one more problem in this Taisvis. The end of Taisvis is very, very unclear. Avlim Odom Love Soda Shimshotfa no Yifrale Soda Bachatsi. So that's one case, so we know. Oi Esa Gifonim Tunis Pagimoy Boisab Yudalev, the Kulauma Kekalka Domi, Lishvua, that means this is a paginoy boiso, that means sometimes a peri that's oimid litloish as a dimetaltalim. But paginoy boiso zihas a din kalke shemo ki hai gavne lehavi ribis pekalke. So what is Taisus ending? Taisus should have said, what happened all of a sudden? Taisus lachair is differentiating if he lent karke beribis, then it is. That's the din of ribis bekarke, and it is no iser. Or if he lent money, he's giving back ribis. So now Taisus says these two cases. Shemek yagavne lehavi ribis pekalke. So what happened? Lehavi ribis pekalke. It's very unclear what Taisus is saying. Or Taisus mesupik. That's the case of lehavi ribis pekalke. Shemek lehavi ribis pekalke. One more he'ore on Taisvis, and then I will try to say a shtickle pshat on Taisvis. Perhaps it will get much clearer. The way we understand, there's a limud ein ribis pekalke. Now we have to know what the case is, if he lent money and he got back ribis kalke, or if he lent kalke and he got back ribis kalke. Fine. But let's look at the Loshen of Taisvis. Taisvis says, the ein ribis bekarke, and the Taisvis starts off, ein ribis bekarke, hosom choshiv ribis, there it is called ribis. Fisha oimed, yeah. And here, kegat lehavi ribis pekalke, choshev ribis, ein ribis, lechere, the terminology is very unclear. It should have said there's no isser ribis, not ein ribis pekalke, choshev ribis. It's always ribis. There's a kosov that you mamait karke, this miyat choshev ribis. So I would like to mention a svore. The etzim svore is mentioned by the chavis das, and this taisvis, but he says it a little differently. But the Etzem Svore is mentioned. The Chavizda says, in the Indian of Ribis, you need Ribis Nikar. That means, the Issa of Ribis is that you have to, when your Koitzitz the Halvor, you have to know, I'm lending $100 for $120. That's Ribis. That's called Ribis. If it's not Nikar, I'll tell you in a minute what's not called Nikar, so then there's no Issa Ribis. There I say. What's called not Nikar? That I'll lend you, let's say, one Eved, you'll pay me back two Avodim. So is that called Ribis? I'll tell you a secret. You know, you can have one Eved that's worth 10 times as much as these two Avodim. These are different entities. So if I lend you $100, $120, so you're getting back Ribis. You're getting back a Ribu. You're getting back more than you lent. That's called Ribis Nikar. But if I lend you one Eved, and you should pay me back two Avodim, I lend you one Karke, you should pay me back two Karkois, we have to do research. Who told you this is Ribis? Maybe the two Karkois are worth as much as the one Karke was worth. We're talking about different entities. So we can't, and befrat by Karke, we have a klal, ain't I know the Karkois? So how do you know that by paying back two karkois, so that's ribis. Ribis means it's nikar the riboy. It's nikar the riboy. Here you need shume, and there's a problem of ain't no la karkois. That doesn't fall into the category of ribis. So Tosfos says, so Tosfos says as follows, but what happens if I lend you $100 and you're going to pay me back $100 plus a karke? That's choshev ribis. Whatever it is, but you're getting more, you're getting back the $100 plus a karke. So that is the lomdus of Tosfos, that Tosfos said that by botei erechoyme choshev ribis. There, it's called ribis. That is an isser ribis. The isser and het is dependent if it is ribis. If it's nikah, then it's ribis. There, it's choshev ribis, because you see, he lent him $100, and he's getting back $100 plus a kalke. That's called ribis. There you see, Klo is getting back more than he lent. And that is the same reason we mentioned Rabbi Kiveger. Apoches Mishava Prute is the same type of Indian as Karke. It's not Nikah the Ribis. You're giving back something that's worthless. It's Apoches Mishava Prute. So therefore, by Apoches Mishava Prute, it doesn't matter if he lent him $100 to give back $100 plus Apoches Mishava Prute, or he lent him Apoches Mishava Prute to give back 3/4 of a Prute. It's one gather. It's Leichoshiv Ribis. It's not considered Ribis because it is not Nika what he's getting back. That is the Yesod HaDvarim. Now, in this svore, also the Chavis Das mentions in Yeredeye, when we lend Yud Aleph Gefanim, Yud Gefanim for Yud Aleph Gefanim. Now, this is very interesting. Mitzad Echod, we have a haloche mechuba lekarke kikarke. We have such haloche. Leidoch Gise, if we're lending Yud Kfanim, which have 200 grapes on them, and to pay back with Yud Aleph Kfanim, which have 250 grapes on them, that is klar. If I lend Sobisosayim, that's called, it's the same article, and that's called Ribis. That's called Ribis Taraisa. I'll lend you 200 grapes, and you should pay me back 250 grapes. That's Ribis the Yeraisa. Yud Aleph, Yud Gfanim for Yud Aleph Gfanim, which in the Yesod is, I'm lending you grapes to get back more grapes. there'd be perhaps a svara to say that this should be a ribbis d'oraisa. Even though halachically it has a din of karke. Or maybe not. Maybe we have a klal in ribbis bekarke, and since by karke it's not considered ribbis, so by these grapes, even though the longest doesn't apply, but we have this klal in ribbis bekarke. Now, dachsich mir, there's a vav missing, and then dachsich metaisus would be gewaldig geschmack. Now, let us just see the lashon of Tosfos with the vav I'm adding, and now Levi, it's called lemes. Now, let us see what Tosfos says. V'hodama be'elchem, gabi boti yachayme ribisu, alashatayre tirosei, hosem choshev ribis. There it's called ribis, he's giving more. Fishayimet be'bayis, b'schar hamtonas moisav. He lent him money, he's getting back the money, and he's getting a dir of a bayis. That's called ribis, that's ribis. You see the ribo, you see what he's getting. Avol im odom love sode, shim shotfo no yifkaloi sode vechatzi. So l'chayre taisis means to say that there's the miut of ein ribis bekarke, because there could be it's like choshev ribis. I don't see that he's getting more. To pay back a sode vechatzi is no raya that he's getting more than he lent. Case number one. Oi. Case number two, that Tosfos wants to say, which will not be choshev ribis, I esek gefanim tunis pagim, I boiso, which is a loch of kalke, b'yud aleph, the kula alme ki kalke domi, pagim I boiso v'din of kalke, l'shvua ulochol dovo. So memelus of Tosfos wants to say, this is the case of ein ribis bekalke. Now, if we'll add a vav, Vishemo ki hai gavne lehavi ribis bekarke. That means the second case of Yud Aleph Gefanim could be that doesn't fall into the category of this is of lehavi ribis bekarke. This is not the din of we say in ribis bekarke. Why? Because we mentioned before, and Bemison the Chavizdas mentions this well, because by Peiris, it's takanika the ribis. So it could be this is a sophic in Tosfos. That means Tosfos is saying the yesod of ein ribis bekarke is if there was a halvos karke and you're giving back more, so since the ribis is not nikah, there it is leichoshev ribis because the ribui is not nikah. So that's the difference between bote yarechoyme and sode besode vechatzi. And now Tosfos wanted to be medame yud kfanim with yud aleph kfanim. Since the lekul alme ki kalke domi lishvur lechol dovo, so this will also have the aloche of ein ribis bekalke. Vishem or ki I gavna, this is going on the last case of kfanim lehave ribis bekarke. This does not fall into the heter of ein ribis bekarke, because here it's nikah the ribis, since the dvorim that are being paid up, that means you're paying up 250 grapes for 200 grapes, that's really called ribis nikah. Even though halachically these grapes have a loch of karke. Perhaps that is pshat and taisvis. Now let us go further in the Gemara. Zok the Gemara weiter. Boi Rav Ashi. Now we're by the small vav from the Ein Mishpat in the Gemara. This is around the 8 lines from where we started. We're continuing the Gemara. Boi Rav Ashi. Hoitzi Shemra al Hanesuim Orishonim Mahu. What is the din if a person was a moitzi shemra on the previous nisuin? That means like this. Reuven married Rachel, she was a naira, and then they made nisuin, and then he gave her a get, and then he remarried her. And then the second time he comes to Bez, and he says, I want to tell you something. The first time I held it a secret, but the first time she wasn't a psula. She was a bu'ula the first time. It was insa. I kept quiet the first time, but so he's coming to Bezdin to be moitzi shemra on the first ishus. That means on the Ishus now, that this Ishus is not, wasn't Zin Satachto, but on the first Ishus, he's being Maitzi Shemra. Al Nisui Ochiv Mahu. Or, case number two, he's a Yavam. And the Yavam died. And now, he's Miyabim, huh? And he comes to Bez and he says, you know, two Adim came to me and they informed me that by my brother she was Mizana Tachta when in Bishas Eresin. My brother didn't know about, but I'm the two Adim are coming to you, brings the two Adim. But in these two cases, is not a Moitzi Shemra on the issues he has now. The first case is a Moitzi Shemra on his previous issues. And then the second case is a Moitzi Shemra on his brother's issues. Later we find out that he said a lie. Is there Malkis and Meir Kesef? So the Gemara says it's a good shayla. Pshayt miyachoda. One shayla could be pushed. There can be pushed both. One will be pushed. The Tony Rabbi Yoine es biti nosati leishaze. That when the father comes by this Maisa Meitzi Shemra, he says, I married her off to this man. So the second shayla, it's zichanat as biti nasati liisha zeh, because we're speaking about he married her off to his brother. Let us see Rashi. Al nesuim arishayim konsa v'lo heitzi shemra. He married her once and he wasn't meitzi shemra. V'girsha v'rzira v'achakach meitzi shemra imatzosi psulim l'nesuim kamoi. V'lo liyavam en yavam. Shaiti Shema on the Sui Ochiv Bechla Pashazul Lita in Tainis Psulim. If she telei boi basreis. Zog the Gemore, Mai Rabbonon o Mai Rabbeleza Ben Yaakov. We had learned on Daf Mem Heomet Beis, there's a machloikis that Rabbonon Rabbeleza Ben Yaakov, if in order that there should be a chiyuv of Meitzi Shemra, do you need he was boil her also, or a fellow he wasn't boil her? The Sanya, we learned about Reise. Keitzad eish tzor shemra. Bole bezdim, v'om ha-ploini, and he says, le'mutzos le'bitcha psulim. Im yesh eidim shezinza tachtov, now this is a shvera bereise, if there's eidim that she was mizana tachtov, yesh lo ksube mone, then you give her a mone. So the Gemara says, that doesn't make sense. Im yesh eidim shezinza tachtov, yesh lo ksube mone baskilei. I mean, a ksube you give when he dies. He's not dying. She's gonna die. She's gonna get killed. So there's no ksube mone, you just kill her. Watch out if there's Adam, she was mizana tachtov. You give her ksube mone. There's no ksube over here. You're gonna kill her, so there's no chiyuv ksube, you just kill her. Someone says, you're right, hachi kama. Im yesh edim shezinza tachtov. Edim came and say that she was mezane. So if they say she was mezane tachtov after the erison beskila, zinza meikora. What if edim say she was mezane before the erison? Yesh lo ksuba smone. So then there's no skila. She was mezane al pnuye, but her ksuba is not a ksuba smasayim because he married a psula. But nim says buule, so it's a ksuba smone. Nimtso, but so the first case we're speaking about that he said the truth. That she was Mizane, and we say it matters. If she was Mizane Tachtav, you give her skile. If she wasn't Mizane, if she was Mizane before she married, so she was a Ba'ula Bishas Teiresen. So the Ksub is Amone. Nimtso she Shemra Einoi Shemra. It's not true. It's not a Shemra. But it's not Emes. Who like v'noisin meyasela? So then he gets malkis, v'yisruvaisai, v'noisin meyasela, v'onshuvaisin meyakesef, bein boal, bein loy boal. Say he was boil, and say he wasn't boil. That means, so how was he meitzi shemra? He said, Adam came to me, And they told me that she was Mizana Tachtoi. Here's the Edom. He brings the Edom to Bezdin. But he wasn't Boyula. But Bein Bo, Bein Loi Bo. Later the Mazim, the Edom. So Memele. So So Memele, so there's a din of Maitzi Shemra. The Be'ile is not an intricate chalik of the Chiyav of Maitzi Shemra. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Oymer le'nemru dvorim halolu elok shebol. No. The whole parsha of Maitzi Shemra is, there's a Seder, he comes, he was boil her, and he didn't find Psulim, and that's the parsha. He has to be boil her. Let us see Rashi. Zinza meikar yesh lo ksubis monik sova konsa becheskes psula vanim tzis bula yesh lo ksubis monik. Fine. Zogte gemore weiter. So now we'll start learning psukim. Zogte gemore bishloim le rabbi leza ben yakiv heine dersiv uboi leho. We have a whole parsha. It says he was boil her, and the so it's good because that's the story. That's the tenai of Maitzi Shemra. El Rabbonon, but according to the Rabbonon, mayu boil leho veekrav leho. So the Gemara answers, a boy leho ba'alilis. Not he was boil her. He came on her with alilis, with bilbulim. So that's pshat and posuk. Fine. Zok the Gemara weiter. Bishloim le Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov heine dersiv leimotzosi lebitcha psulim. It says the parsha. He says leimotzosi lebitcha psulim. So that means he was boyelo. There was no dam psulim. So that's the title. Leimotzosi lebitcha psulim. El le rabbonon lay my leimotzosi lebitcha psulim. What leimotzosi? He wasn't even boil. I had him come and tell him that she was mezanetacht. What's leimotzosi lebitcha psulim? So the Gemara answers leimotzosi lebitcha ksheirei psulim. I did not find someone who could be machsher the psulim of your daughter. Now what does this mean? Let us see Rashi. Ksheirei psulim. Eidim sheyazimu o yakhishu es elu. V'yakhshiru es bitcho lepsula gemure. That means, he comes to Bezdin, he says like this, Eidim came and said that she was mezanetachtot. Now, believe me, if I could find Eidim that would be mazam them, or be makrish them, ooh, it would take a stone off my heart. But I didn't. All I have is these Eidim. No one is mazam them. No one is makrish them. So Memele, that's how he's Maitzi Shemra. He just brought these Eidim and he didn't find any other Eidim. Yeah. Bishloim Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. Let's go further. Heine dechsi ve'eile besulei biti. The story is going with the hemshach. We have to learn the parsha that the Ov comes and they come to Bezdin and he brings the suda that's full of dam. Ve'eile besulei biti. Posuas hasimla ve'eile besulei biti. So they show the psulim to Bezdin. This is the suda that was b'shas bilas mitzvah. Ella la rabbona, but according to the rabbona, he wasn't baila. They just brought aid. What's veila b'sulei biti? My veila b'sulei biti, veila ksheri b'sulei biti. That means they're coming where they brought aidim that is mazim his aidim. He brought aidim that she was mazana tachta. We have aidim that's mazim those aidim. Veila ksheri b'sulei biti. These are the aidim which could be Marsha B'sulei Bit. Bishloim Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Heine Dersiv Uposu Asimlo. So we understand the Parsha. So they go, the Oviv may come, and they take the Simla. The Simla was the Suda that the Sheshvinim used to put underneath the B'shas Bilas Mitzvah. Uposu asimla, Bezdin, look at, this is the simla, and then you see, it's molidam. Uposu asimla. Elo le rabbonon, mayu posu asimla. What's uposu asimla? He wasn't boyula. What's uposu asimla? Omo, upirsu asimla, could be it says. Omo rabbo, pirshu mashe somlo. will be mevarer, he was samla alilas dvarim, will be mefarish and mevarer, if it's true what he said, kidisanye, uposu asimlo, melamed shebo edim shelze, ve edim shelze, uboirim esadovo kisimlo chadoshe. That means upirshu, that means he was samla alilas dvarim, he brought edim that says she was mezane tachtov. So, and we'll bring Eidim, we're bringing Eidim that say that these Eidim Zaymimim. So, Memelo, now Upirshu, now Bezno be Mevare. Now, which Eidim are right? So, Memelo, that's Pshat. Rab Lezim Yaakiv, I'm Advom Kirsovom, Simlo Mamish, was a Bilan, they bring a Simlo. Now, let us see Rashi. Sheirei psulei biti edim hamazidim es edov. Now let us see Taisvis. Bish leimer rabbeleze ben Yaakov, heine dechsiv, uposu asimlo. Eisi, so the Gemara understood the posik. If you learn poshet chumish, is the posik is beautiful according to rabbeleze ben Yaakov. You bring asimlo, that's the shaila, was there dam psulim, wasn't there dam psulim. So the Samoyedik Taisvis Teime Da Kolchoch B'Shiyesh Edim Shezinza Ayri. We're speaking about it as Edim. It says V'Memes Hayadova Yigif Haskila. So Al Kolchoch, the mapper that he brings, and it says there was no dam on that mapper, and they bring us to the, and this was the mapper, and there is dam. This is not the criteria in the parsha over here. Because of his mapper that there's no dam, you won't give a misa. I mean, so there's no dam, so she wasn't a psula. So maybe she was mezane, from the mapper you don't see that she was mezane tachtov. So akochach is edim. Akochach you've said is edim. That's pshat and posik that he brought edim that said that she was mezane tachtov. The akochach pishes edim shezin tzairi. The mishum shelo yimtzu ala simlo dam psulim. Ain't la holga. Stamazai, he's coming and saying there was no dam psulim, you don't kill her. So, well, she wasn't a psula. But he says she was in Sotachta. So, al kochach des edim. Fractoisves, so if there's edim, so let's learn chumish. That means he brought edim, and the edim say, zinso tachtov. Fine. And now we're gonna learn chumish like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And what happens? That the Oviv, he might come, or Paul Sassima, look, there was dam psulim. Now, how does this help to verify the situation? That means, imkein, matei elish, yesh beprises asimla. The pshitad le miskachshi edim bishvil kach, yesh litloi shanoyev hito. That means, so Taisa says, the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, I understand Chumash very well. So Taisa says, I don't understand the Chumash at all. How do you understand the Chumash? He brought Edim that she was Mizanet Tachtov. And they bring the Simla, see, she Yedam. So what does that mean? But was she Mizanet Tachtov? Edim says she was Mizanet Tachtov. Either was Dam, I'll tell you, so the Noyif was Mate. So he wasn't mighty her dam psulim. We had such a thing in the beginning of Ksubis, that a person can be boil up psula batoy, and he won't be mighty dam. So what pshat and posik? The Gemara understood according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it's gewaldic, the posik. The posik doesn't make sense according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. That's Tais Viskash. There's a mirdike Rabbi Kevege. We'll see Tosis as a very interesting chiddush for a teretz. There's a mordeke Rabbi Kevege. Rabbi Kevege says, he says as follows. The aveira of Maitzi Shemra is if this person, some lalila, he wanted to make a bilbil on her. Now, what is the din? What is the din of a person who was boil an isha? There's no dam psulim. So he sees already something's fishy. There's no dam psulim. Edim come and say she was mezane tachtov. Fine. Now the mazim the edim. She wasn't mezane tachtov. Fine. Sagt Rabbi Kevege, he's a Maitzi Shemra. But this person, he saw something was wrong here. These Eidim made him Zaymim, fine. But there's something wrong. You know, the tzir of Maitzi Shemra, Sagt Rabbi Kevege, you know when the tzir is? That he comes and says, Lemetzosi Lebitcha Psulim. And then they come and they show this tudor, it's full of dam, so we see some lalila, now we see what you were up to, now we see. That's a Maitzi Shemra. But if this person could innocently really think that she was Mizanich, I mean, he has proof to it, maybe it was before the innocent, but we see something was wrong. He says, that's not a Maitzi Shemra. So Memele, so that's Pshat and Posik, opposed to a similar, Fakert. The only case of Maitzi Shemra is if we see that he, Usamla Lilas Dvorim, she hid Dam Sulim and he made a whole bilbil on her. Then we'll give you Malkus and Meir Kesef. But if there's no proof that she hid Dam Sulim, so you're not a Usamla Lilas Dvorim. Eidim came and said she was Mizana Tachtav. There was a Michis index, so they made a... The Eidim said it. So I also thought something. The Eidim said false, so they said false, but I'm not a Maitzi Shemra. He doesn't understand Taisvis Kasha. And Rabbi Kevege wants to say something Meiridik. This Mesupik. Rabbi Kevege wants to say as follows. He says, what will be the din if the husband came and said, Lebatzosi lebitcha psulim. I didn't find psulim. Fine. And he brings Edim that she was Mizana Tachtov. And now the Mazim the Edim. And the Mazim, the Edim, and they bring the Suda that's full of dam. So this is the case of, this is the Parsha. This is the Parsha, Fakert, we see. And then, two other Edim come and say she was Mizana Tachtov. Now, what's Pshat in the dam? Well, Kashi, could be it was a Hitor. But it was dam. So Rabbi Kevege says, could be he'll be like at Maitzi Shemra. Because this guy wanted to make an alila. I mean, because there was no legitimate reason for him to say this whole thing because there was dam on the Suda. So that's called an alila. I love Aisha, she was Mizana. Was Kate Maron, she was Mizana. But he was an alila. He wanted to make an alila. It's all hiyun on this. But Rabbi Kaponim, Rabbi Kevege wants to taine on Toysvus Kashe, how do you learn Pshat and Chumash? He says, Pshat and Chumash is Moiridik. Fakert, you need this. Fakert, this is the key of the story. If there was Dam Sulim, now we see what you were up to, what your intentions were. Rabbi Kaponim, that's Rabbi Kevege wants. So let's see Toysvus. V'yashloima, the Sovar, the Loi Mechayev, now Taisa says something else. The loy mechayev is only chay. What shot they brought the simle? Ela imkain heyis ponov l'shanes hayedua shemachziv laharis asimla b'loy psulam lebezn nimtza shakran shehim alei adam. So Taisa says the Gemara understood according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov that the whole chiv of Maitzi Shemra was when he was an Azasponim, he brought a simla that was without them, and the real was a simla with them. Taisis vice taisis, another revolt in Gans, not a revolt in some lalilus dvorm, the heyes and chutzpah. Kevege says, his malach, dvorm she somla, loimi losh and simla dorish, tamafosh bebraise, the maisi, simla ke simla chadoshe, that yemavare, ala lishne de kronoket, vesomla alila is dvorim, that's dvorim she somla.